You're listening to Real Presence Live. Now, back to more inspirational and uplifting stories and a look at the extraordinary things happening in our local area. Heard right here on the RPR Network.
Welcome back to Real Presence Live, and thank you for staying with us today on Holy Thursday. We are very blessed to be here at the Church of St. Anne in Bismarck, North Dakota. I'm Karen Selensky, along with Father Craig Holkalter, the pastor here at St. Anne's, and we've had a very wonderful and exciting show so far, Father.
Dense.
Yes.
Yeah.
And everybody, we want everybody
exceeding
back.
The boundary. Yeah, right? It's the perimeter is being blown away.
Yeah.
It's so much good stuff.
So much good stuff, yes. And so we are
And Randy the same way.
Yeah. So we're very excited to introduce our next guest. She's a very dear friend of mine. She is a Curcio sister, Roseanne Krukenberg from Bismarck here, and she is going to visit with us a little bit about the Seven Sisters Apostolate. It's a call to strengthen the church by ensuring that a holy hour is prayed each day of the week for the sole intention of a specific priest or bishop. And she shared the program with us at Curcio this past couple weeks ago in Dickinson. And I just said, you got to be on because it's just such a beautiful story. So welcome, Rose.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yes. So do you want to just, you know, maybe let tell the listeners a little bit about the Seven Sisters Apostolate and its mission, because it's a good one.
Okay. The Seven Sisters Apostolate was begun by a lady by the name of Jeanette Howe from St. Paul. She had been driven to be praying more for her pastor, and he had been being so gracious and helpful to her family in many different ways. And so she started praying a holy hour for him each day, or one day of the week, I should say. And then as her prayer time continued, she kept hearing seven. And this led her to believe that women were being called to pray for their priests 1 hour a day, 7 days a week. So that led her to initiate the apostolate of the Seven Sisters. And as I said, it started with her in St. Paul, and it has grown widely throughout the United States, and there are a number of international groups as well, or apostolates, mm-hmm. in other countries.
Well, and you had mentioned that you were inspirational in starting one when you were in Minot.
Well,
you were part of one.
I was part of one, right. In Minot. Another lady from our parish had heard about it at the Thirst Conference here in Bismarck, mm-hmm. a number of years ago, mm-hmm. and she brought it back to our parish, and she and I presented it to Father Fred, and he was all on board with it. And so we gathered up seven women who were willing to pray each day of the week for Father Fred, and we also had a number of substitutes because, as we know, life happens and sometimes the regulars aren't able to do it. So we had had that in us going in Minot for a number of years before I left there, and now, as I understand, all the parishes, all the priests in Minot area are covered by prayer. And in 2019, July of 2019, Father Fred was transferred down here to Mandan. In September of 2020, I moved down here to Minot, and was shortly after that he contacted one of the ladies from his parish, asked her to get a hold of me and initiate a group at Christ the King in Mandan. And that spoke a lot to me about how much he had appreciated the apostolate in Minot. So I helped to get a group established over in Mandan.
And now you've been inspirational as well to establish a group here in Bismarck at Corpus Christi, correct?
That's right. Let me back up just a little bit. In June of 2021, I had a stroke, and I didn't know if I was going to be able to talk anymore. Mm-hmm. And anybody that knows me knows that, mm-hmm. I like to talk. and I prayed and prayed about that, and the Lord gave me back the gift of being able to speak. And And then I kept hearing, I must have other work to do because he left me here and let me be able to speak yet. So I pondered that, and after a few nudges from the Holy Spirit, I contacted Monsignor Schumacher and Father Rogiewicz at Corpus Christi to see if they were on board with it, and of course they were. So in December of last year, we established one for apostolate for Father Obgewicz and for Monsignor. The following month in January, we also got one going for Father Paul Becker, who is mm-hmm. our retired pastor mm-hmm. from yes. there. So we have, well, basically 21 women plus substitutes who are praying daily for our pastor and our retired pastor there.
What a beautiful story, don't you think, Father Holcomb?
Yeah, it's wonderful. We have a group here at St. Anne's, and it's incredibly touching mm-hmm. to know that, you know, it's in so many ways, as triumphant as we want to be in the church and do that well, right? I mean, zeal and saints did so many good things. Mm-hmm. The first beatitude is, blessed are the poor in spirit. And so, as I shared with my group, we just met for like a little coffee and kind of a smaller brunch this last week, Saturday. And to share graces like that, to share faith in a very poor, when I say poor, I don't mean materially, but kind of a behind the scenes, the right understanding of a secrecy, the amount of prayer they do for me every day, and mm-hmm. and to give them particular intentions, what I'm praying for, what I'm battling, what I'm going up against. It was really rich. Mm-hmm. Jeanette Howe, her son, who's a priest, Father Spencer Howe, was in school with me.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So I've known Jeanette since the beginning of Spencer's vocation years ago when I was in St. Paul in 2005.
So you have a group here then that prays for you
at
and Father Paul?
Well, due to the seven, they're so it's so beautiful. They really are, and I'm glad they are, right? They're very specific, and you would be better than me, but it's seven per priest. You don't
right.
bring,
mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, you can always bring in others, but the apostolate really is geared for the particular intentions of that priest and not to lump in a bunch of others mm-hmm. as much as they will privately, but that holy hour is for you. So we were just talking, Karen, mm-hmm. and to your point, they were praying for the graces to invite seven more women for Father Gardner.
Oh, nice.
But then it would have another seven for Father Zwa, because there's three of us here. So,
sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's beautiful.
It is a beautiful, beautiful ministry, and I'm very humbled by it myself. And, well, my love for priests grew from watching my mother, who was... Way back before she had children, she was a housekeeper for a priest, mm. and she was amazing in ways that she could quote scripture, and that was, I don't know, when you consider my mom is over 100, would it be if she's still with us would be over 100 years old. She was so devoted to priests and had such a great love and respect for them, and that. I guess kind of rubbed on me. I guess because I'm her namesake, and she's that rubbed off on me, and I carry that forward. I've always had a great love and respect for our priests and all that they do for us. Mm-hmm. You know, from the goodness of their hearts, from the yes that they said to God when they were ordained.
Well, and I think we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I think we want to visit a little bit how other mm-hmm. parishes can structure or, you know, can start this wonderful apostolate, because it is truly beautiful. And when you think of what our priests do, especially going into Holy Week, and now we've got, you know, 4 days of, you know, constant prayer being in church. And so they sacrifice a lot, but they also give us a lot of joy and, you know, a lot of hope, I think, too, as well.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I think that'll be great. And to know, I deepen understanding of the seven mm-hmm. sisters, you would know that and share that. I think our listeners would really be gripped by that mm-hmm. background and the symbolism behind the seven sisters. We'll go to a short break, and then we'll be back with Roseanne of the Seven Sisters Apostolate here in Bismarck. We'll be right back.
Stay with us. There's more Real Presence Live to come on the Real Presence Radio Network.
As the new year begins, now is the time to add some predictability to your life by establishing your will and estate plan. More than two-thirds of all adults have no plan. Hello, this is Mike Kidrowski, Director of Advancement for Real Presence Radio. We have some practical tools to help you in preparing your plan. Please visit our plan giving website at rprlegacy.org or call me at 701-290-4503. It's a matter of just getting started.
Hi, this is Ben Frost from Holy Spirit Church in Virginia, Minnesota. I work with adult evangelization. I'm also a father of five children. And for me, I'm just so blessed to have Real Presence Radio in our area, because the reality is life gets very busy. The many blessings of working in the church and also raising five children and being a husband. But sometimes I just need times to refuel and to just be present to the Lord. So for me, it's just such a blessing to go into my car in the busyness of my day and to turn on Real Presence Radio. And it really renews me. It fills me with the Holy Spirit. It helps me to be a better father, helps me to be a better husband, and it helps me to be a better worker for our church. So I'm just very blessed that we have Real Presence Radio, and we continue just to pray for the Lord's blessings and support for all of their amazing work.
Did you know you can listen to Real Presence Live anytime on any podcast platform? Just search for Real Presence Radio on platforms such as Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and on the Real Presence Radio website. Then subscribe so you don't miss any future shows. If you like what you hear, give us a good rating so other people can find us as well. Real Presence Radio, your family of faith and hope.
You're listening to Real Presence Live. Now, back to more inspirational and uplifting stories and a look at the extraordinary things happening in our local area. Heard right here on the RPR Network.
Good morning, listeners. Holy Thursday morning. Beautiful beginning to the sacred rhythm of our church and of our faith. I'm one of your hosts this morning, Father Craig Hochalter, pastor of the Church of St. Anne here in Bismarck, along with Karen Zielinski, listener relationship coordinator.
Awesome. You got it right, Father.
And we're here with Roseanne Krukenberg of the Seven Sisters Apostolate here in Bismarck. She is a parishioner at Corpus Christi Catholic Church. And she, every week, makes a holy hour for her pastor, Monsignor Schumacher. And she is one of 21 women who have offered their weekly holy hour, both for Fathers Obergewich and Becker, at Corpus Christi for the priest's sanctification and their own petitions. Roseanne, why seven? And seven sisters, why not seven lights, seven angels, seven girls, seven ladies? I get that question, and I try to respond well, but I also, my brain can only hold so much information.
Okay. Seven sisters, because it's seven days of the week, the women were... Well, I guess because a woman was first heard this call, that it's for women. Not that we exclude men. We would invite them to be substitutes for prayer hours if they can. But it's not a burden. It's a gift. It's an honor for us to offer those hours of prayer for our pastors. The main focus would be with the head pastor, then with the parochial vicar, any retired priests or other priests that are somehow connected with your parish. The women do not need to necessarily be members of, in my case, of Corpus Christi. They can be of any Catholic church, and they just have to need a willing heart to be offering that hour of prayer each week. And it's I have found that it just has become such a part of my routine. My day is Saturday to prayer, and I kind of joked about it because that's usually the one day of the week that I don't go to church. But then when I was conducting this initial meeting, all the days were already taken but Saturday, and I thought, I guess I'll take Saturday.
There it is. God has his hand in it all.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. From the start of this, when I first heard about it in Minot and started participating there, it was just such a grace to me to be offering that prayer. And my husband, my late husband, who was not Catholic but was very respectful of my faith and I of his, but he was retired already when we started this at at Little Flower in Minot. Den. He would do the weekday cooking, and he knew that my prayer time was at 6 o'clock on Wednesdays, but I'd go there for my holy hour, and he would have the meal on the table and ready to go for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he was offering gifts as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting to when you hear that, and there's great significance in the gospel because there's so many unknown mm-hmm. characters. You hear about them, but they don't have a name. Mm-hmm. And I think about that with your husband preparing dinner for you. He wouldn't be one of the seven sisters, but so one of the seven sisters, namely you, could fulfill the apostolate and the mission. He prepared for you dinner.
Yes.
Which is really beautiful. And I think you hear different graces of that with my interaction with the seven sisters, even if it's scheduling or if they're younger with kids, right, babysitting. Mm-hmm. And, the husband knows that he's home that night or he's home that morning because mom goes to church and prays mm-hmm. for father. It's really right. a beautiful thing. Right. And so there's a real chain reaction, if you will, kind of a domino effect of supporting the apostolate.
Absolutely. Yep.
And how, I don't think we've told our listeners, how do other women establish these? Have we told the listeners that? We haven't, have we?
We haven't.
Okay.
To establish one, I would suggest that they go to the website, which is sevensistersapostolate.org.
Okay.
And there's instructions on there on how to get one going. It takes a willing heart. As for me, it took a few nudges from the Holy Spirit for me mm-hmm. to know that this was what I was being called to do. What I did when I initially started the one at Corpus Christi, because I was relatively new there. I've been at Corpus Christi about 3.5 years and didn't know that many people because I came to Minot or to Bismarck during the COVID, and there's a whole other story. But I go to daily mass, and I was noticing women who were there mm-hmm. every day mm-hmm. for mass, and so I just made up this little invitation to them. We're going to have a meeting for this, for Seven Sisters Apostolate on this day. Please come if you can. And that, at that first meeting, we had enough people, enough women available who came to that meeting to fill for Monsignor and Father Obgiewicz.
That's amazing. Yeah, we are blessed.
That's an act of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I can't count it as my work at all because I didn't know these women at all. I didn't know what they're, other than I knew they were faithful about coming to daily mass. Mm-hmm. And it just built from there.
Well, and I think what's so beautiful, Roseanne, if I could speak, is the fidelity to the mission. And not to each other. You have that secondarily, I think. You know that, okay, tomorrow another woman is going to be doing this. I think that's helpful. But I've heard the graces of that they commit to the mission. And then sooner or later, you kind of have seven women who aren't necessarily friends, but they become friends.
Right, mm-hmm. absolutely.
And that's beautiful, mm-hmm. right? And so
And you see this in over and over again in Jesus' ministry. So you do have Peter and Andrew. You do have James and John. But then he throws in Matthew, who they don't have a clue who Matthew is, right? And they throw in so it's real, right? Yeah. Like it's a real thing. And and this beauty of like this dynamic of you don't know the woman necessarily in a personal way, but you come to know them because it's such a rich apostolate. And so I hope the hearts of women are listening today, because if they're called to the apostolate, the Lord will do the rest.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, and I would just say that what an appropriate day, Holy Thursday, for us to be reaching out to women to pray more for our priests who, on this, with our gift of the Holy Eucharist, who only the priest can give to us, and with the institution of the Sacrament of Holy Orders on this day as well.
Spot on, Roseanne.
Wow, yes.
It's beautiful that we're doing it today. Of all, when I saw the script, I thought, what better day. Roseanne, thank you so much for your time. Keep praying for priests, and to the other six with you, thank you for the weekly hour that you gift to the priesthood and to the church. Aaron, back to you in the studio. We'll tease our next show on Real Presence Live.
On the next Real Presence Live, your hosts will be Father Richard Kunst and Cindy Jennings, coming to you from Duluth, Minnesota. They will be visiting with Archbishop Dennis Schnur, who will share his memories of Pope St. John Paul II, including a story about the Pope's attempt to change the meaning of the Archbishop's last name. Then, a pair of perpetual pilgrims will guide us through their upcoming journey on the local Marian route of the National Eucharistic Pilgrimage. For all this and more, join us on the next Real Presence Live, Tuesday morning from 9 to 11. Back to you.
Thank you, Aaron. Karen, yeah. What a show.
What a show, yes. We need to recap maybe, huh?
Yeah, you know, beginning with
Mother Mary Joseph?
Yeah, Mother Mary Joseph. And, you know, you and I smirk because so many of our segments are tied together. This I think, was a little bit, they were just their own being today. They were really their own role, but they were also strong and really appropriate, not only for Holy Thursday, but just the Catholic faith in general, Mother Mary Joseph. And the beauty of God's hand in religious life for young women and for women in general in the diocese. And then to end with Seven Sisters Apostolate.
Yes.
For the lay women who are not in consecrated vocations, I thought was beautiful. And then it was interesting that went with Monica Hannon and Christopher of Tepeyac Leadership Initiative, the role of the laity, and how Monsignor Richter is trying to do that by way of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, he's teaching nurses and teachers and stay-at-home moms and engineers and, you know, this Master's of Arts in Applied Theology from the University of Mary. It was a wonderful show. But I think we should point maybe some of those things out. The event on August 11th, Tepeyac Leadership Initiative, April 11th, Thursday, April 11th, the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit. Cathedral of the Holy Spirit's webpage, homepage, we'll have plenty of information there. It's the Thursday after the Octave of Easter, Thursday, April 11th at 7 o'clock p.m. More information on Monsignor Richter's courses is certainly on umary.edu. It's a number of information to get involved in that program. And then the Seven Sisters Apostolate, I would just start with your parishes for women who are interested.
Yep.
And pray to God that the right woman's going to cross paths and invite you to the apostolate.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again for joining me.
You're welcome.
And I wish you a very blessed Easter.
Pray for me.
I'll pray
for you.
Yes.
Lent is over.
Lent is over.
Peanut butter is mine. I gave up peanut butter for Lent. We shouldn't end on that note. Okay. We should end on the hands of St. Joseph, his month, and may he lead us by his prayers through this sacred triduum of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday into the resurrection of Jesus Christ. May God bless all of you into the Easter season, and have a blessed triduum.
This has been Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Real Presence Live brings you inspirational stories of faith and a look at the good and holy things happening in our local area. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11 Central. Tune in for an encore of each show beginning Saturday morning at 6. Get the podcast any time of day or night at yourcatholicradiostation.com or on the Real Presence Radio app. And remember, you can be a part of the conversation through Facebook and Twitter. Real Presence Live. Local, engaging, and live. On the Real Presence Radio Network.